First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Steve Blades talks about needle exchange.
There has been much discussion concerning the wisdom of having a fully functional needle exchange program in Santa Cruz. Many have expressed doubts about the public health benefits of such a program. That concern is primarily based upon the belief in some quarters and fear in others that a proliferation of improperly discarded syringes constitutes a real and present threat to the public health, public safety, and public welfare of our community. I think we can all agree that we don't want discarded needles turning up on our beaches, in our playgrounds, or in our open spaces. And surely no one can dispute that one accidental needle stick is one too many. However, in my opinion, a well-run and efficient needle exchange program not only serves the interests of public health, it also effectively reduces the number of used syringes that are present in public spaces. Our local all-volunteer needle exchange program continues to serve the community in spite of attempts to thwart their efforts through a largely baseless lawsuit. And though Governor Newsom recently signed into law Assembly Bill 1344, which exempts challenges to syringe programs predicated on the California Environmental Quality Act, such programs still need local advocacy and support. We must continue to expand the proven life-saving and public health services syringe exchange programs provide. In this ever-increasingly health-conscious age, nothing could be more important.
Steve Blades is a Santa Cruz resident and former syringe exchange outreach volunteer. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.